Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story, two major wildfires causing huge problems in Orange County again today. The biggest, it's the Silverado Fire. It's already consumed more than 11,000 acres. It's forced nearly 80,000 people to leave their homes in the Irvine and Lake Forest areas. It's only 5% contained at this point, and now has also prompted evacuation warnings nearby Mission Viejo as some flames move that way as well. Now, if there's any good news so far is that no homes have actually been hit as of yet. Two firefighters did suffer serious burns, however. They're in the hospital right now. They tried to protect nearby neighborhoods. We have in-depth team coverage this morning. Let's start with KNX 1070's John Barrett. He's live for us near the Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park in Lake Forest.
And I'm looking at the hillside in front of me through the haze and smoke, and I see orange flames up there again. We keep seeing flare-ups on the top of that hill. Hundreds of firefighters are now on the front lines here. There are fire trucks scattered throughout the local neighborhoods to protect the homes. Planes have been making retardant drops, and I just saw a helicopter in the skies above me. This neighborhood near Borrego Canyon Overlook Park had flames licking right up to the edge of some homes around 4 o'clock this morning. It was close.
Yeah, we've had flames on the hillsides at the park. We've had flames rushing up at the bottom of Whiting Ranch, coming up the hillsides and the backsides of the homes.
But firefighters kept the flames away. Still, we've got winds, and we're going to have those winds blowing through here throughout the day. They're not expecting the red flag warning to lift until about 6 o'clock. It's not clear when people will be allowed back in. I know they're clamoring for that. Fire officials say they don't want to let them back in and then have to evacuate them again and put them at risk. But again, we're still seeing flames. This fire, as you said, only 5% contained. Reporting live in Lake Forest, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Back to our in-depth team coverage of the fire situation here in Southern California. And the second big fire in Orange County this morning is the Blue Ridge Fire. This started near Corona in western Riverside County, but then quickly moved into Orange County, where it's damaged at least 10 homes so far in Yorba Linda and continues to threaten many others. It's now grown to about 8,000 acres. No containment reported so far. Mandatory evacuations caused by the fire cover many areas, including parts of Chino Hills and all of Carbon Canyon. We've got about 1,000 firefighters currently working this fire. Our in-depth team coverage continues now. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Craig Figner. He's near the front lines of the Blue Ridge Fire. Craig.
And Chris, you might hear in the background they're using a Sikorsky helicopter to do a water drop here on an area of the fire that's kicking up a lot of smoke. This is just west of the 91 freeway. I am at Brush Canyon Park, and this is technically in the city of Yorba Linda, and this is a neighborhood that just really got hit hard by the Blue Ridge Fire. All the hills in every direction are blackened, and a lot of people did leave, did obey that evacuation order. A lot of people, though, did not and are still here and are just kind of looking on in disbelief at what this fire did and did so quickly last night and then early this morning.
Flames, the fires, all those hills over there were on fire. That's our neighborhood over there. Then this caught on fire, the riverbed over here, right next to us. So it's been minute by minute with the flames, the heat today, and the fire and the smoke.
And you stayed?
We stayed. Most of our neighbors stayed on our street. We, all of us, packed everything. We put it in cars.
And those cars sit there at the ready to go just in case. But right now, at least for now, they're staying. I'm looking at the 91 freeway. Despite the smoke, it's still moving both directions. So the Blue Ridge Fire update, the latest we have, 8,000 acres. They have 1,000 firefighters battling this 0% containment. And we're told that 10 homes have been damaged as a result of this fire. Reporting live in Yorba Linda, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And a reminder to stay with KNX for more of our in-depth team coverage. Another great resource for you as well on the fire, the acreage that has burned, the containment, as well as evacuation centers currently set up. We've got that all for you on our website, knx1070.com. LA County Board of Supervisors set to discuss today a motion that would explore ways to remove Sheriff Alex Villanueva from his office. The sheriff has been criticized by the board and activists for what they say is a lack of transparency and for failing to cooperate with an oversight panel. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas even accused Villanueva of blocking independent investigations into some recent high-profile deputy shootings. Director of Police Practices for the ACLU of Southern California, that's Peter Biebring. He tells KNX he supports the supervisors.
They're looking at a number of options, including allowing the board to impeach a sheriff for misconduct or tolerance of misconduct within the department, to a constitutional amendment that might allow for the appointment of sheriffs rather than the election of sheriffs.
Sheriff Villanueva has issued a statement to KNX. He says he agrees that accountability and transparency are of the utmost importance. He says he looks forward to finding common ground. The LA City Council is set to consider a motion today that could legally keep homeless people from camping under freeways. Now, this measure, spearheaded and fast-tracked by Councilmember Joe Buscaino, would amend a city ordinance known as the Site Lie Law, allowing the city to enforce the ban. The council will also take up the issue of bringing back comprehensive cleanup of sidewalk encampments.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.